A new book has been climbing on the bestseller list. It's called Taxes, 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 What Do They Want From Us? And the author of this book is here with us tonight to tell us how we can save money through his system. Mr. Philip Henker?
Hanker.
Hanker. Philip Hanker.
That's right.
The inventor of the Hanker method.
Of taxes and money and the calculations therein thereof.
That's right. Well, all of us are interested in that subject. Now, a person making, say, a $100,000 income.
Do you know anybody like that?
No, it's just a hypothetical.
Oh, I see. Because no. We could have a drink with him after the show.
This is just a hypothetical question, sir. Mm-hmm. If you were to make $100,000 a year, normally what would you pay in taxes?
Well, out of $100,000 a year, you would pay $90,000 of those dollars to your government. With the Hanker method, if you made $100,000, you'd pay $1.40. That's about it. Give or take a couple of cents.
Now, if that's a valid method, sir, we'd like to know a little more about it. Sir, would you care to comment or not on these taxes that exist in our country?
Certainly.
The cigarette tax.
No comment.
Gas tax.
No comment.
Amusement.
Comment.
Inheritance tax.
No comment.
School tax.
No comment.
Excise.
Comment.
Luxury tax.
Comment.
Is that all you're going to say, sir?
That's about it. I said neither comment nor comment.
Aren't you going to comment when you say comment?
No, when I tell you comment or no comment. I thought I handled that beautifully.
Yes. Sir, how about dependents? Who do you take off as your dependents?
I take off the entire nation of Romania.
Now, wait a moment, sir. Do you have relatives there?
No, but I send them things.
You send the nation?
I send them socks, I send them books, I send them old-time magazines. I send Romania a lot of things.
And you take off...
Well, nobody else is claiming them. I think they're a legal deduction.
They are. Sir, I can't believe that you're a certified public accountant. Is there some kind of allegiance to accountancy that you have to take?
Yes, you have to take the hip accountant's oath.
Oh, you are a hip accountant.
Yes.
I see. The hip accountant's oath.
Swear allegiance.
Do you remember your hip accountant's oath?
Sure.
We, the hip accountants of America, in order to form a more perfect bank book, do hereby solemnly pledge that the government of the people, by the people, and for the people is taking too much money away from the people. We'd like to keep a little of that money. Do you mind?